Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Bovee as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone. This is Deborah Bovee. I am the founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're a syndicated internet radio station partner, medium partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. And we have all the bells and whistles to listen wherever you are, whatever country, whether you're in the car, you can ask Alexa or use the apps, anything and everything we have. Well, we have a great show for you for the Kids for Love Project today, and usually we're highlighting a couple of kids with nonprofits, and we have a special show because we're having two adults that actually have written a children's book, and we're going to have some kids on, too, so it'll be fun. The Kids for Love Project radio show is heard every Wednesday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as Saturdays, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So we have Monica Talbert Kirks and Shala Charpentier, who are the authors of The Love Llama. Now, Monica and Shala are cousins and soul sisters who share a passion for writing creative children's stories, a love for teaching, family, travel, adventure, and all of the world's amazing creatures, and that's certainly true. Most certainly, llamas. So welcome to the show, Monica and Shala.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Hi, and we're going to have Piper in a little minute, but first we're going to talk with Monica and Shala to find out how this all began, and did one of you fall in love with the llama and chose that? But let's get, how did the book even start? What was the inspiration?
Well, this is Shala. Hi. The inspiration started a few years ago. I was going through a divorce, and my children were having a difficult time with going back and forth and not having me when they were at their dad, not having their dad when they were with me. So I wanted to come up with a way to, kind of deal with that problem, and I thought about having this stuffed animal to carry with kids going in that situation, two different households, and so they would always kind of have me or whoever they were missing with them through the stuffed animal, and so, of course, love was going to be a part of it, and Monica and I had already fallen, just enamored with llamas, and so it came Love Llama. And then when I spoke to Monica about this, that's where it took off into this completely different route of, traveling, and just the book is completely different than what I had imagined, but we still want the idea of a stuffed animal to go along with the book and just to have something special and tangible for kids to have along with the book.
So, and I noticed that you both have created a series that's coming. So it's not just the one book, Love Llama, but there's more books coming to incorporate the stuffed animal. Now, will you have different stuffed animals to go with each book, or have you even thought of what that looks like?
Yeah, this is Monica. The story is the Love Llama travels the seven continents, and it's about this llama named Love, who her dream is to find a special girl or boy in North America. So what she does is she travels the world continent by continent, trying to find her way to this child. And on each continent, she meets a special, like, kooky character that guides her in her way, north, south, east, west. So it's about navigation and also about geography. But these characters she meets, each one of them will have their own story to tell. So, for example, she meets Bob the Sloth in South America, where she starts out. And so we'll have a book for Bob and then also a stuffed animal eventually to go along with him. And our first one, our next book, is actually Ned the Narwhal, and he voyages the five oceans. So he will have his own story and his own toy eventually, stuffed animal, and from there, you know, the possibilities are endless. So each character, there's eight of them, will have their own book, and it's under the Love Llama and Friends series.
Wow. So really the two of you have created quite a whole adventure, some people would just think of doing a book or a song, or like we have a song and a book, and but you've taken it to another whole level with additional books as well as the stuffed animals. So it all kind of ties in together. So wonderful that the two of you have come up with that. And I'd like to mention Monica is a mother of two, and she's a second language teacher, writer, poet. And Shala is the mother of four, a lawyer, artist, writer, and poet. So have you always been close, even when you were younger?
Oh, Shala and I? We live far apart. She's in Michigan and I'm in Connecticut. But we always had a connection since we were young. But it was when we got older that we just started connecting again. And we realized that I am her and she is me. So we think the same. We're really, really close. She's like my little sister. And we're not only cousins, but we just share everything. We think the same. And that's why, you know, the Love Llama and Friends series is our dream and our passion, and we're going to make it work.
Yeah. Good. And now, yeah. Shala, you were the first one that had, if I understood that correctly, you had this dream of a book. What brought that on? Was it because of the kids? I mean, I know that you were mentioned you got your divorce and you wanted to, you know, help the kids, but is it something that, you know, like we all have this feeling that something's percolating and what is it? And there's a little excitement inside until it blossoms and becomes a reality. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I think when I look back to my childhood, one of my goals was to travel the world and go to each of the seven continents. So fast forward to age, when this all started, I guess 40, 41, and here it is. Like that I feel like, you know, this was going to happen no matter what. It was just this idea of traveling. And then when I have my four kids, I got into going to their schools and reading to their classes, and I just absolutely love children and, you know, just them learning about the world. And then there is the idea of animals and always, you know, in climate change and, you know, all these important things that I'm passionate about and Monica's passionate about. And so, you know, it's just kind of like all of our passions coming together at the right time. And like I said, when I look back, I can see this unfolding that I wasn't even aware of.
Right. That's exactly what I'm implying, is that there's something, there's like an energetic movement or force within, and when the idea comes and then you start to implement it, then it almost has a life of its own, and you're like sitting, you're the objector looking at everything that's happening, even though you're doing the work, if that makes sense. So I always feel as though there's a higher purpose to that. And certainly, and Monica can probably address this, certainly in the times we are living, I feel that one of the big pieces is teaching the kids at a younger age about love, compassion, humanity, harmony, all those kinds of things. And it's my feeling that you feel the same, and that's how this has a special energy to it.
Yeah, it definitely does. And one of our big, our motto is adventure, education, positivity, and awareness. And what we really wanted to bring was, positive character traits, which the kids are, it's so important in school that they learn about character strengths so they can, help each other feel good and, work against negative forces. But it was really important for us to promote those sort of things. And especially in these times with COVID, we realize that now more than ever, kids need to feel loved and parents need to be able to teach their kids and feel good and have something positive in their relationship because everyone's struggling so much with homeschooling. So we really feel that our book will, make the kids feel good, make the parents feel good, and everyone's learning at the same time. Important things.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's so important, and as we all know that there are many families, I know my girls with the grandkids that I have, that they're spending more time at home, even though they're working from home. The kids are home. And so it's these special times where maybe they have more time in the afternoon or before bed to actually read stories, where prior to the COVID, a lot of us were flying by the seat of our pants, and maybe some of the parents didn't have the time to sit and read with the kids. How do you feel about that, Sharla?
Well, I think that, when I look at COVID and I try to teach the kids, let's look at the positives that have happened through COVID. And one of them has absolutely been the increase of quality time together. I mean, pre-COVID, we were running around frantic, just rushing to the next, baseball game or next extracurricular activity without really sitting down and having quality time, although we always did read. I've always been an avid reader with the kids. But to have that just kind of all of a sudden stopped almost, where you have time, you're always together, and you've got this ample time to spend together, not just, kind of ships sailing past each other. And so that's really been invaluable. And I know I'll look back at this time and always, appreciate that. And I think that certainly it's given us more time to read. And quite frankly, our first book would not have been able to have been published if it weren't for COVID, because Monica and I both finally had the time to do it, to focus on it.
Wow. So that is a blessing right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's bring Piper in. Piper is 14 and one of Charlotte's daughters. And so welcome to the show, Piper.
Hi.
Hi. So now when your mom, Charlotte, and your aunt were creating all this, what were your thoughts when they were talking about writing a book and having the llama travel different continents and all? What did you feel, or what were your thoughts?
I thought it was a pretty good idea, because a lot of the children's books weren't like this one, and this one is kind of unique in the way that the love llama travels all the seven continents just to find her best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly true, and yes. And so when you first read the book, and let's talk about that for a little minute. How did that go? Like, when you finally had the book in your hands, did your mom read it to you, or did you, was she reading it to all the kids at the same time, or how did that go down?
She read it to all of us at the same time.
Neat. That's so special. That is something all of you, including your mom, will cherish forever. And years later, you'll look back on that memory. So, wow, that must have been so fun. And now, have you talked to your friends about it? And if they have younger siblings, do you say, like, you should have this book?
Yes, I've told a lot of my friends about it. And some of them have younger siblings. So some of them looked into it, and I told my teachers about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a library at school?
Yes, we do.
Because I'm thinking, you know, and Monica, too. Now, Monica, you have two. I don't know their ages, but have you thought about donating a book to or a couple of books to the libraries of each school?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We want each school to have a copy of the book.
Yeah.
We want the opportunity to go there and read it to the children. That's important
yes.
to us. Yeah.
And I have to ask this too. I'll ask Piper. Have you thought, or any of your siblings thought of actually having a little play, creating a little play and acting out? Someone could be the llama and putting it all together and having fun interacting with each other that way?
No, we haven't thought of it yet, but I think we could do that, and we could use, like, stuffed animals for it, you know?
Yes. Yes, and you could set it up at home, and then when you're, you know, for the younger ones, you could actually set up a time. You'd get connected with the teachers and, you know, each class, whatever class the kids are in, and create a play. How fun would that be? And who knows where that would go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any other thoughts, Piper, about the book that you wanted to share for everyone to hear?
Well, I just want everyone to say, or I just want everyone to go check it out because it's a great book, and the Love Llama's message is really to spread kindness and love, and I think everyone would really love it.
Beautiful. Perfectly said. And see, you're feeling the love, and that's what the book is all about. That's the foundation. So thank you for that. And let's give out, it's the lovellamasandfriends.com. And love is spelled with two L's. So the lovellamasandfriends.com is where you can find it. And it's on Amazon, and I'm sure it's on Goodreads and everywhere else, and you can find it on their website. So thank you, Piper, for joining in on the show. You were just a breath of fresh air, is what it
thank
feels
you.
Like. Thank you. So, back to Shala, and Monica, you can chime in too. Do you like the idea of creating a play?
Yeah, I love that idea. And actually, Piper forgot that before we got the book in our hands and we just had the story and the storyboard, I actually had the kids, I read the story while they each had a stuffed animal. You know, we happen to have like a narwhal stuffed animal around, and we have 100 different stuffed animals around. So, you know, the kids played out the story while I was reading it with the stuffed animals, and I was holding the globe and pointing to the continents because I was practicing for author readings that Monica and I are planning on starting. We're going to go into school.
Together, and just the expansion of that is the thought of the expansion is exciting. So, well, we're coming up on a break, everyone. So we're going to be back with Monica and Shala, and they are, again, cousins and authors of The Love Llama. And, again, you can go on their site, thelovellamaandfriends.com, and remember that love is with two L's, thelovellamaandfriends.com. We'll be back in a moment. More with the Kids for Love Project radio show.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roig-DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
How can you make a difference on this crazy planet? Listen to nature-inspired stories and interviews with environmental educators for some new ideas. Sustainable Living News writer, nature walker, and youth educator Wendy Natterney-Fashon hosts the Story Walking Radio Hour to talk about issues that matter and to introduce you to people who are coming up with creative, sensible solutions. Let's engage with Earth, with spirit, and with one another. Heart to heart to solve problems and co-create more meaningful life stories. Tune in to Nature's Loving Vibes every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. And it's on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come join Deborah Beauvais and young co-hosts every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern to celebrate kids making a difference. We invite kids to share stories of those helping others. And teachers can share new school programs that are creating harmony amongst the kids. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids who are helping others.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Kids for Love Project radio show. We are excited to be talking about a new book that has come out by Monica Talbert Kirk and Shala Charpentier, and they both are cousins, and this is just really fun. And we have Finian, who's 11, that will come in a little bit. So giving the platform to you, and we'll start with Monica, what do you want everyone to know? Is there something special that we haven't talked about that you want to put forth for the world to hear?
We want everyone to know that this book is different, and it really is. Anyone who's read it now really, you know, sees that. Because it's not just a fun story, it's really teaching. It's We want it's curriculum-based where the kids are learning geography and navigation, which is sorely lacking in the United States. You know, I've been in a lot of classrooms, and a lot of the teachers say geography is a subject that's not touched upon enough. And also, you know, in it we highlight, I mean, we have discussion questions, so, you know, to push the curriculum side of it. And we also have real animal facts with real animal photos of the characters in the story. And it gives, you know, fun facts, but we also, you know, have listed the threats that are against these animals. And five of the eight species are actually endangered. For example, the sloth is like on the top 100 critically endangered animals, the three-toed sloth. So we really want to bring awareness. So we think our book is special because it's educational and it's also bringing awareness to world crises like endangered animals or global warming that kids need to be aware of so they can make a difference in the future.
Right. And I have to say that from doing this show, that there are kids that are 5 and 6 years old, they've started nonprofits, and with the help of their parents, naturally, one or the, you know, the mom or the dad, and they have done amazing things, all as a really a little kid. And at the same time of doing their good work, whether it is in pollution or bringing food to the needy or whatever it may be, they're inspiring the adults. And I truly feel that the kids are our teachers. They are our teachers. And so if we're starting early like you both are and like I did with the Paper Doll Kids, it's something that lives on and it expands to the adults and it just reaches so many people. And this is what we need. We need these kinds of vehicles to help elevate love, kindness, all the things that you're talking about, and unity, and embracing different cultures, and embracing the differences we all have, someone looking different, and celebrating that. And this is where it starts, with the kids. And if you think about it, kids they're not born with being a bully. They're not born saying derogatory things to each other. They hear it from their parents or someone else. So, So this is serious stuff. It's important.
Yes.
Yes. So Finian, let's bring him in. Finian, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, nice to meet you, and welcome to the show.
You do.
Yes. And so you're 11.
Yes.
So what were your, you know, because we all have our different thoughts, what were your thoughts when your mom and aunt were talking about this book?
I didn't really know if they were actually going to do it, and then once I started jumping into it, I was wondering when it was going to get done, and I was also wondering, like, what the illustrations were going to look like, and if the gender of the characters.
Now, that's an interesting thought, that you were wondering what the illustrations look like. I have to say that the colors and the illustrations are beautiful. And so what are your thoughts when you saw them? Were you happy about it, or did you see different things that surprised you?
Yes, because I didn't know what they were going to look like, if it was going to be realistic or cartoon or what it was going to be like. So I was surprised, and also we took the love llama on the front of the page. It took a while to get it right, like showing like emotions. But once I finally got it, it looked better because I went a couple times it didn't even look like a llama. It looked like it looked like
Something else?
And when I saw them, I thought they were really good, and they were more cartoony than realistic. So, and the book has a lot of facts, but you need to find them when you read it.
Very good. And so you were thinking that they should be more realistic than a cartoon-type look.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, you were just... Go right
wondering
ahead.
I was wondering what it would be.
Wondering. Okay, good. Good. And so once you saw them and the final outcome, did it make you feel good?
Yes.
Good, good. And now I have to ask you, have you talked about the book to your friends who have younger siblings maybe and all different people outside of your home?
Actually, I did talk to them about the Google Meet today because I remembered that about the book because I kept on forgetting. So I talked to them today in the Google Meet. And I told everyone in the class about it.
Good. Good. Well, I thank you, Finian, for sharing. I'm really adoring your honesty and as well as your sister Piper. It's good to get your perspective on the book and your thoughts. So thank you. Is there anything that you would like to share for the listeners? Because remember, this show goes worldwide.
I like how the book shows the continents, because schools are getting less and less about like geography in classes. So I like that factor, and I also like how it's funny, but it also shows knowledge at the same time.
Yes, very good, very good. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I agree, I love the animal facts and the way your mom and aunt created discussion questions. It's all pulled together very nicely. So thank you for coming on the show and sharing your thoughts, Finian.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. So now back to Monica. How amazing are these kids? I mean, you're the aunt. You must be like, my gosh, there's so much insight.
Yeah, Charla's kids are, they're really funny. You know, she's got four. They're all really different, different ages. And they each definitely have their own unique perspective on it. It's so cute. You can obviously hear when they talk, but mostly it's just been a ton of excitement from them, which has been really encouraging. And, you know, you'll talk to the two youngest next who I think it's even more relatable to them because it's they're 6 and 8. So I think it's,
they're
even more excited because they see the illustrations and wow, my mom did this. Wow. You know, Monica did this. So it's good.
Yeah, who did the illustrations? Do you want to mention who did?
Sure, it's his name is Aljon Anersa, and he's actually from the Philippines. So whenever we talk to him, it's a 12-hour difference. But he's incredibly talented. He's young, and you know he got it. He got what we wanted, which was a lot of bold color and beautiful scenery, and he really was able to illustrate each continent, the diversity. Pretty much exactly what we wanted after, we went through the stages of getting to know each other and he knew what we liked. But incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, very much so. Very much so. Charla, I have to say, I always get impressed with the kids. They have such wisdom and it's just fun to hear their perspective and point of view each differently. There's so much power in that, power of love. And, I can't say it enough. That's why I had felt such a strong urge to start with the children. So what are your, you must feel tickled pink, as one would say, listening to the kids.
Yeah, I am. I just get such a kick out of you know, I don't know what's going to come out of their mouths. And I just love how honest kids are and how unfiltered they are. And they speak from the heart. And I definitely learn so much from them, I feel like, all the time.
Yes. Well, relish in it, because it's such a precious time with the kids that age. Even a couple years older than Piper, there's such memories that will be in your hearts and souls that live on forever, and you look back and just smile, and those are the things that can bring us joy. And especially in the times we're living in, we all are craving for nurturing, joy, love, feeling safe, and certainly this book is creating that for you, for anyone. But it's so important to have that love and feeling of support, that they're not alone.
Yeah.
So let's bring in Greer. Now, Greer is 8, and she is Greer. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Hi. Welcome to the show. I'm Deborah Greer, and so I'm going to ask you, when you first heard about your mom and your aunt creating this book for the world, what were your thoughts?
I loved it. It was great. I wanted to learn about it.
You wanted to what?
Learn about it.
Good. Good. And so you were excited thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, after reading the book, what do you like the best about it? Like where the llama went or who he met? What are your thinking about what's the best part of the book you like?
I like the part where the love llama meets Bob, because I love Bob the sloth.
Oh, the sloth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And he's actually in South America, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you heard about Bob before the book, or do you mean when your mom was first writing it?
When my mom was first writing it?
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. So have you talked to your friends and the kids at school when you go in about the book?
I don't go into school. And, well,
right now?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Yes. Yes, I understand that. Sometimes you go in a couple days. Other times you don't go in at all that week. It's kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
So what are is there anything that you would like to share for the listeners, because the people that are listening to the show, it's going to be broadcasting a number of times all over the world. What would you like to share with them?
The Love Llama is a great book. You should read it, especially if, like, your class or your mom is teaching about geography and animals.
Mhm. And the endangered ones too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It is. I agree with you. It's an excellent book, and everyone should have it in their families.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Greer, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your thoughts. Anything else you'd like to share?
No.
No? Okay. And we look forward to reading about Bob the Sloth in another book that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll thank you for coming on the show, and we're going to talk a little more with your mom and aunt. Okay? Everyone listening, you can get the book everywhere, Amazon, all kinds of places, and you can go on their site and purchase it on their site if you'd like. It's The Love Llama and Friends. And again, love has two L's, The Love Llama and Friends.com. So we've got a couple more minutes before the break. Monica, is there something that you would like to share? Let me ask you this. As you were, the two of you were writing and pulling it together, was there a direction that you were going in and then it didn't feel right and so you kind of switched the path?
Actually, no. I feel like we knew from the start when we first started talking about it, like Charlotte was talking about the travel and the animals, that these are things that we love and are passionate about and teaching. Mm-hmm. So this ended up really fulfilling our vision. So we're clear from the beginning with the story and with what we wanted to achieve. And we think we did it.
Yes, you did. That's so wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And you know what, too? I think it was Finian that mentioned about the geography. I didn't know that there was less teaching of geography in the classes because I'm out of that loop now. So that's exciting to incorporate more of that and thinking and having the kids think more globally and mm-hmm. traveling. You know, they may not be able to travel physically, but they're traveling through the book, and that's teaching them a whole different scope of what the world is versus maybe in their town.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We wanted to broaden their horizons, and just like you said, and especially now with COVID, people are not going anywhere, and these kids need to know what's out there. It's
right.
really important. Other cultures,
right.
you know, all that.
Yes. Yeah, I love reading. I'm an avid reader, and you can be going through something challenging and read a book, and you get so engrossed, and it is an education, and it, you know, there's a lot of self-help in there. There's a lot of growth that you can do personally just from reading and learning. So, I mean, it's an exciting, and it doesn't cost much to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
mm-hmm.
it's so important for kids and adults to read. And not so much a magazine for the adults. I'm talking about real books that mm-hmm. can change your life. Yeah. So we're off to another break. Everyone, we'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
What if everything we've experienced is but a pale image of what human life could become? It's now time to bring forward a new set of guidelines to live by, a vision of what human life was meant to be. The Second Genesis Awakening with your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, an intuitive facilitator, will share insights and understandings interwoven with lots of stories from people just like you and I who have longed for and begun this evolutionary shift of how life works.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Join me every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com. The show airs at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time. See you there.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com.
Motherhood is not easy. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world. Yet mothers receive so little support, even in spiritual communities where motherhood is often more valued.
What if you could always feel capable of handling the rigors and demands of being a mother in today's world?
What if you could let go of feeling like you're alone and don't have support?
What if you could let go of your fears that you're going to get it all wrong, make a mistake, or raise your child that repeats all the mistakes that you've experienced?
Experience the mothering movement and open your heart to mothering and being mothered in a way that allows acceptance, forgiveness, and vision for the future. Go to 1111mag.com and join the Mothering Movement course.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and we have Norin, who is the youngest of Sharla's kids, and I've just so enjoyed them. So, Norin, you're six, and so welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. So, are you excited about the book?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and when your mom and aunt were creating the book, were you excited, and what were your thoughts? Were you excited, Norin?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about the book?
I like that Dingo the donut dog has sprinkles and donuts coming out when he runs to the Love Llama.
Oh, so you like the donut, the dingo dog. And he takes a walk around Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you like about the dingo dog? Donut, the dingo dog.
He has donuts coming out when he walks.
Oh, he has actual donuts coming out as he walks?
Yeah, and sprinkles.
Oh, that's funny and cute.
Uh-huh.
Oh. What kind of donuts are they? Are they chocolate covered or?
Chocolate, vanilla, and jelly donuts, and strawberry.
Wow, so a whole assortment, different flavors. That's fun. Wow. So now, did you tell your friends about the book?
No, because we're on Google Meet and we can't use the chat. The teacher is mad if she does.
Oh, not right now. Maybe later you can right? When things go back to school and you're seeing different kids. Yeah. So do you have something that you want to share? As we were talking, the show is heard all worldwide. And do you have something you want to share to these kids that are listening and their moms and dads?
Yes. It's good for other kids that are little to learn other states that you see, like Africa.
Very good.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And they can see different animals.
Yes.
There's a panda on the Africa sign.
Yes, and did you know the red panda is one of the endangered animals?
No.
Yeah. From what we have learned, maybe not so much now, who knows, which would be wonderful. So, yeah. So thank you for sharing that. Anything else you want to talk about, Norin?
No, thank you.
Okay. Have you read the book over and over? Because that's always fun to reread.
Yes.
Good. Well, thank you for coming on the show and talking about how you feel about the book and Donut the Digo Dog. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so Sharla, and we're coming down to the end of the show, your intention when you were thinking and wanting to do something about a book, have you succeeded in having the kids feel more comfortable as far as, you know, with the divorce and all? And I have to say, I can feel that they are. And Norin, she picked the word lonely, that kids don't have to feel lonely. So I feel as though you succeeded, but what do you think?
Well, in that regard, specific to my family situation and the divorce, absolutely, we've succeeded. We co-parent together. The kids are number one concern, and we've put in great effort to make sure that they feel loved and never feel lonely. And then in terms of the book, I think that Monica and I both feel like we've definitely succeeded in what we wanted the story to be. The illustrations are exactly how we wanted them. The idea that this is much bigger than one book. You know, just our entire motto is we're not interested in just publishing one book. We want to, you know, make an impact in the world, specifically through children. So I think that, you know, the possibilities are endless, and we're super excited. And we're really excited to get the next book out, Ned the Narwhal.
Good. Thank you for sharing that. And Monica, do you have some closing thoughts?
I mean, you mentioned, like, about kids doing work, going out and doing some nonprofit sort of work. And I think from our book, when they learn about endangered animals, that they would want to go out there. They'd be concerned about it, and I think they'd be excited to have a project where they could raise money to help out animals like this and, you know, maybe donate the money to World Wildlife Fund or something. So I think from this book is going to come, you know, kids really giving back to the community. And that's what we want. We want awareness and action for the kids.
Right. Well said. And from a personal experience with interviewing kids all these years on the show, they stick with it. I have interviewed them when they started, and I have interviewed them as they've grown and been in touch with them. And some of them are, you know, they may start something and it might change a little or evolve as they evolve. And then they're in college and they want to do good. They want to start different programs or things that will help, you know, other kids and go from there. So it's, as I said earlier in the show, it's establishing or cultivating a way of thinking and feeling about the planet, about each other. We mm-hmm. are the human race, last I knew. And so, I mean, all of this, what you're doing, I don't know if you realize, you know, the scope of what you're creating and how it's going to impact not only the kids but the world. So I thank you so much for doing that and coming wow. together. And I thank Shala for the kids coming on. And just wishing you the best outcomes for the book and the books to come.
Yeah, thank you so much,
thank
Deborah.
You so much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate being on the show very much.
Thank you. I'm glad you feel the love. Everyone listening to the show, pass it on. Talk about the book. Get the book. There's discussion questions. And the website is thelovellamaandfriends.com. And remember that love is spelt with two L's. And until the next time we get together, bye for now.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.